This is KCUR 89.3. Today, the Kansas legislature returns from a short break. Lawmakers have done a lot of work, including passing a budget. But what they haven't tackled is what to do about a state Supreme Court ruling that found block grant school funding unconstitutional. If they don't fix the problem by June 30th, the court has threatened to shut down public education. The case is called Gannon and focuses on two people who are deeply involved in Kansas school funding. KCUR's Sam Zeff reports.
There are two big questions facing Kansas education. Is it fair for all school districts, and is it adequate for every student? You might think that while legislators have big problems to solve very soon, at least they can see the end of litigation. But this is Kansas, where a generation of educators have rarely seen a time when there wasn't a school funding lawsuit cooking.
My name's Alan Roop. I'm a lawyer in Wichita, Kansas, and I have been involved in school finance litigation since the middle of the year 1989.
That's right. Roop has been suing Kansas for 27 years. In every case, the state has lost, and over the past 10 years or so, has been forced to pump an extra $1.5 billion into public education. Roop says Kansas is better because of it.
Our people are our greatest resource, and if we're shorting these kids on their education just to save a buck, that's not a very smart move for the economic development in the state.
But the courts have said that even $1.5 billion more isn't enough to fix Kansas education, which is why we have the current case called Gannon, named for Luke Gannon, the son of a Wichita preacher.
As a person of faith, I strongly believe that God is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and God can use evolution as a means of unveiling the whole of creation.
On this Sunday, Jeff Gannon is preaching about evolution at Chapel Hill United Methodist Church. Gannon calls his congregation diverse, and indeed, while mostly white, you do see people of color. While mostly middle-aged, you do see plenty of young people. And how Gannon preaches seems connected to his views on education.
I want to be a person of faith who communicates that every person has sacred worth. Every person is worthy of an education. That's what drives me.
So driven that Gannon pushed for better public education funding long before the lawsuit. He led a campaign to pass a bond issue to improve and expand Wichita classrooms. But Gannon says better buildings aren't enough.
We do not have enough teachers. We do not have enough money being spent on curriculum.
Gannon and Roop hooked up 5 years ago, as Gannon was looking to sue and Roop was looking for plaintiffs. But in conservative Kansas, Gannon says, his lawsuit at activism has cost him friends in the faith community.
It is disheartening for me to think that because of my views about the importance of public education, people in the faith community would say, well, write him off. His view doesn't matter. I find that sad.
Only one of Gannon's three children is still in Wichita Public Schools, and he says he'll be intensely watching what the high court does next. While everyone waits to see how the legislature will make school funding constitutional by the court-imposed June 30th deadline, many lawmakers say everything is just fine.
You would say, though, that the way schools are financed right now is constitutional?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, it's constitutional. They've gotten more money every year than they had the previous year.
Ron Hyland is chairman of the State House Education Committee and a conservative Republican from Wamego. Hyland will be a player in whatever lawmakers come up with. So far, though, no plan has been proposed, and the new budget has no new money for education. But this is Kansas, where educators are used to showdowns between lawmakers and justices. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.